Okay, we are recording.
All right, I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on January 4th, 2021 at 9:31 a.m. The roll call, Eric Fries here, Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley is absent. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Excuse me, Amber Jones.
Here.
And Sabrina Cotton.
Here.
All right, any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, I will move on to number four, nomination and election of board officers. So obviously every January we do this, we need to re-elect a chair. Or I shouldn't say re-elect, my apologies. We need to elect a chair as well as a vice chair. So
nomination of Eric Fries for chair.
This is Bart, I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to, this is so awkward, to nominate Eric Fries as the chair. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
I can't vote. Or can I? Can I vote?
Probably not.
You can abstain if you would like.
I'll abstain.
But you can vote for yourself, but you can abstain if that makes you comfortable.
Okay, I'll abstain.
Okay, Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Eric Fries has been elected board chair for 2021. I would like to nominate Cheryl Ingram as vice chair.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to nominate Cheryl Ingram as vice chair. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Abstain.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Cheryl Ingram has been elected vice chair for 2021. Okay. Number five, discussion, amendment, and approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for November 2nd, 2020.
I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of November 2nd, 2020.
This is Bart, I'll say it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes from November 2nd, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, those meeting minutes have been approved. I would entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for November 2nd, 2020.
This is Bart. I move to approve the executive session minutes for November 2nd, 2020.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for November 2nd, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the executive session meeting minutes have been approved for November 2nd, 2020. And lastly, I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 7th, 2020.
I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of December 7th, 2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 7th, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the regular session meetings or minutes for December 7th, 2020 have been approved. Entertain a motion for the executive session meeting minutes as of December 7th, 2020.
Chuck, I move to approve executive session meeting minutes of December 7th, 2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for December 7th, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the executive session meeting minutes for December 7th, 2020 have been approved. And lastly, I would entertain a motion to approve the special session meeting minutes from December 14th, 2020.
This is Bart. I move to approve the special session meeting minutes of December 14th, 2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the special session meeting minutes for December 14th, 2020. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the special session meeting minutes of December 14th, 2020 have been approved. Review future board meeting schedule number six. Obviously, with our time that we're in, who knows when we're going to be in person again. Hopefully soon, my goodness. It's been obviously a year since we've been there. excuse me. So, the first and the fifth to be determined on April. Everybody good with those particular dates?
I'll be WebEx for sure until the November meeting.
Okay. Everybody else good?
Mm-hmm.
The first is on that Monday. The first is on the Monday. Boy, that's pretty rare.
It's every year. Every year in February and March.
Yeah. Okay. All right, number seven, review discussion of possible actions, completes hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously do not have any board reviews or initial reviews. So I will move on to number eight, consent agenda, review consideration of possible action on applications for licensure approved by executive director. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda A and B as written.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda, A and B, as presented.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been approved. Number nine, review consideration possible actions applications for licensure. No initial board reviews and no renewal reviews.
Yay!
That's a beautiful thing. Yes.
No.
All right, number 10, review discussion possible actions basic rulemaking process. So I don't know if anybody has anything specifically, questions or anything related to what we covered last month in terms of that rulemaking process. Obviously, we've moved forward with the verbiage that we have come up with Karen's alterations and the edits that we put in there. Does anybody have anything that they want to discuss related to that?
Just curious, has it been submitted to the governor and then to Girk?
The changes have been submitted to the governor's office, but we haven't received the final exemption, and we can't do anything. We can't open a docket until we have that exemption.
The rulemaking exemption is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just sitting there waiting, then, basically.
Yes. And I made sure in the email that I told her this had been reviewed item by myself, all the board members, the board members of the association, and we identified everything that we could find that, you know, could be deleted.
So. Okay, and who is she?
Trista Guzman Glover.
Okay, all right. Just for the record, just wanted to get the she in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions related to number 10? All right, I guess the only one that I may have I'm just going to ask it just so it's on record, any idea as to any type of date that has been provided at all in terms of when that process will be reviewed?
Oh, that's a good question. So We have at least one 30-day comment period.
That has to be, that first 30 days starts after we have this exemption, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So the third box down on the left, it says the agency files a notice of docket opening and proposed rulemaking. That has to be published in the Administrative Register, and then there's a 30-day public comment period.
Okay.
Okay, then there's an oral proceeding. So, let's see, what are we at? January 5th, let's say I get something back by the governor's office by February 1st. Then I have to open the docket, have it published. I don't know what the timing on that would be. Let's say it's another 30 days. So we're looking at March 1st. The 30-day period, April 1st. Let's see. And then there's another schedule that I found this morning.
And is the GRC review 30 days as well?
Well, if you, let's say, if we were to submit the materials to the council or GRC by May 18th, the final council meeting would be June 1st. So I think that's the earliest that these could go into effect.
Okay. And that's obviously without any major hiccups along the way, which we don't anticipate, but you never know.
Right. There's also one other piece I need to develop, and that's the economic, small business, and consumer impact statement. So I don't believe it'll have a negative impact. If anything, it'll have a positive impact because we have that military and veteran fee waiver in there.
Right. So, okay.
It should be all right. It's just the time to develop it.
So you said that the final council meeting would be June 1st. Would that be the final one for this, for our docket, or would that be the final one for the year?
Because that's the one that I think we might, I'm going to put this on the screen.
Okay, so they actually have more meetings after that one.
They have meetings all year, and as you can see, I'm thinking we would place it on the agenda April 20th, hopefully.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Any other questions related to this? Okay. Number 11, review, discussion, and possible action, board business and reports. Ready, go.
Okay, 11A, update on proposed rulemaking. We pretty much just covered that, but I see it as we're waiting for the exemption from the governor's office, and after I receive that, I can submit the proposed rules and the economic impact statement to GRC, and then we'll go from there. Item 11B, the open board member position. I have not heard anything. Item 11C, the executive director's report. The financial report is included in your board meeting materials. This is the most recent one that I have. That one is dated December 11th, so we haven't received anything updating us on the month of December. So in this, we have expected over $15,000 left over in our appropriation at the end of the fiscal year. But as I've said before, that is not an accurate number. CSB is behind in processing a lot of items. And then if you look at the personal services, which is about halfway down the page, that first line, under December, you see it's $2,396. That's not how much we spent for personal services. That's our payroll. They only counted one of the pay periods. So, because this was generated on December 11th, we had two other pay periods.
Gotcha.
In there. Okay, so, you know, that number's going to change a lot, but we'll be fine. Let's see. Review of recent board staff activities, which is 11C2. We continue to work at home. And we'll do so for quite some time, given the current numbers and the slow rollout of the vaccination. Item 11C, that's another thing that's going to impact our cash flow very minimally. I'm getting Amber a mobile phone specifically for work, basically for security purposes. Right now she's using her personal phone, and you know, we can't take a risk of licensees or applicants or any member of the public knowing what her personal phone number is.
Yeah.
We had an issue with that this month. So.
Lovely.
Yeah. Item 11C3, statistics. We have 863 current licensees. One active consent agreement with no items due. We're just waiting for the probation to terminate. Then we have one consent agreement with an overdue item, and this is not on the agenda to discuss this month. It will be on next month. It was a miscommunication with continuing education, so I need to provide the board a timeline so they can decide if there's anything that they would like to do about this issue. And then we have two open investigations. Item 11D, administrative project status. Number one, policies and procedures. I have not really worked on policies and procedures this past month. And then 11D2, the CE broker implementation. At our last meeting, I said I was going to send out an email to all of our licensees about CE broker. And then I got an email from CE broker with their new technology guy. They're planning on doing some changes, so I didn't want to send out an email to the licensees and then have the site change on them. So I have a meeting with that gentleman on the 12th.
Okay.
Any questions?
All right. No questions?
Okay.
All right. Number 12, please continue to put future board or open board seat. Anybody else have any future agenda items they would like to put on for next month? All right, hearing none. I know Lori's on the line, so that's looks like our only public. Lori, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
Good morning and Happy New Year, Mr. Chair and members of the board. I will definitely look into the fact that we may be able to lobby Ms. Guzman Glover a little bit to see if we can get that exemption written out so that we can move along with this rulemaking process. So that is something that we will attempt to do.
Okay. No other public on the line or that would like to say something? All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 9:50 a.m.
Ms. Chuck, I move to adjourn, 9:50.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:50 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffett.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
We got to get Chuck.